This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. This time, our topic is what has been the most effective conservation effort in the United States. Its official name is the Federal Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp. Everybody knows of it simply as the duck stamp.
You can't really emphasize enough what a really important conservation tool this has been.
Naturalist Scott Widensall, author of more than two dozen books on natural history, including a book nominated for a Pulitzer Prize in nonfiction writing, Living on the Wind, Across the Hemisphere with Migratory Birds. Widensall is a bird watcher and a hunter.
This is something that was born out of desperation during the Dust Bowl, when waterfowl populations, and particularly in the Great Plains, were at their lowest ebb perhaps ever in the wake of more than a century of market shooting and then the ecological collapse of the Dust Bowl. The idea was, at a time when the country was pretty much broke, to scrape together a little bit of money for conservation. And from that small acorn, a mighty oak tree has grown. And it's one that continues to generate tremendous and tremendously important benefits for wildlife conservation every year.
The duck stamp essentially is a federal hunting license to shoot waterfowl. Here is bird writer and editor Paul Basich.
Migratory bird stamp dollars go into something called the Migratory Bird Conservation Fund.
These days, the stamp costs $15.
Since 1934, the Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp, as it is now called, has been a major funding mechanism for the refuge system, and all waterfowl hunters in the country are required to have a duck stamp or migratory bird stamp.
98% of duck stamp sales are funneled to the Migratory Bird Conservation Fund. That fund supports wetland and grassland acquisition for the National Wildlife Refuge System. Scott Widensall says the program generates $50 or $60 million a year.
And almost all of that, 98 cents out of the dollar, goes to habitat protection. That either goes to land acquisition for national wildlife refuges or conservation easements on private property that is important for waterfowl to breed. In fact, much of our National Wildlife Refuge system was built on the duck stamp program.
Duck stamp sales have generated a lot of money for the National Wildlife Refuge system. Hunters are proud, and rightfully so. In recent times, bird watchers have also been buying the duck stamp. Playa Lakes Joint Venture's Christopher Roustay says many Audubonners and bird watchers are starting to come around and understand that hunters and birders want the same thing.
We both want to have enough birds that we can view them or hunt them and not have to worry about their populations plummeting. We are now much more closely aligned than the traditional thought is. I think that perception is changing throughout the country.
Scott Widensall says that little duck stamp has done a mighty thing.
The duck stamp program, since its inception in 1934, has raised more than $1 billion for waterfowl conservation and protected something like 5 or 6 million acres of waterfowl habitat in the United States. Much of our National Wildlife Refuge system was built on the duck stamp program.
For more information, see our link to Scott Widensall's book, Duck Stamps, Art in the Service of Conservation, and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. On the web at Playa Country, PLAYA, playacountry.org.